You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. It's a passionate show that teaches you how to take control of your genes. And we're going to talk today about the new study out from Hopkins that says that 65% of cancers are due to random mutations. What that means, because it doesn't mean what the headline says and what everybody's been quoting on the news media in the last day. We'll also talk about the number one story of the year, both with our guests and others. That is, I'll talk about it beforehand and then with our guests, your microbiome. Red meat, yolks, sugar, and sugar substitutes promote inflammation in you, leading to both heart disease and cancer. We'll talk about malaria. Is it killing more than Ebola? And the answer is yes, and in the Ebola zones. Why? Because it presents the same way as Ebola does, and people with it are now afraid to go to the Ebola centers and are not getting treated for malaria. 10 times as many people dying from malaria. We'll talk about what Brian Wansick taught me in a couple of hours that we spent together on New Year's Day. Why oil prices dramatically affect the medical stories coming up. And we're going to get to Bridget's favorite of the day. So Bridget, go ahead. What's your favorite story of the day?
Hello. My favorite story of the day was about weight loss supplements.
So what about weight loss? Tell me about the weight loss supplement story. Do they work?
They do not work, and a lot of people use them in things that they do. But what they found, the survey that was conducted by Consumer Reports, they surveyed about 3,000 Americans that were taking weight loss supplements, and they found that the people were not only not very informed about how safe or effective the pills are, but that they also didn't have much success with weight loss. So the results from the survey found that 20% of the people who use the diet supplements to lose weight thought that they were safe and don't realize that supplements are not under strict regulation through the USDA. And that it's more like food where you have to prove that it's harmful in order for it to be taken off of the market. There's not necessarily stringent tests that are completed to show that they're safe. Another thing that they found was about half of the people that used the supplements reported at least one side effect. And those ranged from dry mouth to digestive issues that included diarrhea and constipation, in addition to rapid heart rate. And then the third finding, which is probably the most interesting, is that one-third didn't shed any pounds at all, and about 9% said that they lost their target weight and were able to keep it off. So only 9%. But in addition to that, they also found that a lot of these people who lost the weight were taking a supplement in addition to changing their diet and exercising. So I guess the moral of the story is really that weight loss cannot be achieved through a pill, especially when you're thinking about your New Year's resolutions for 2015. Weight loss supplements aren't going to cut it. So I would think more about how you can incorporate more nutritious foods into your diet and an exercise program that's realistic for you to start and that you can adhere to for the entire year and not just the month of January.
Okay. Let me go and talk about a couple of the issues you raised. So one, the difference between drugs and supplements. Drugs are prescribed by a physician and or a nurse practitioner with a license to do that. And the weight loss drugs, has to undergo rigorous FDA testing on side effects as well as effectiveness. And those do work to create at least a 5% weight loss in 6 months in the test groups that are being regulated by the FDA. That's how the FDA. The supplements, which are the pills you're talking about, but they are different than the weight loss drugs. They are supplements. The supplements did not seem to cause or be associated with weight loss. There was a little weight loss, if you will, from the supplements. That is, 9% of the people did have weight loss, but it was thought related to an exercise program and their diet changes, as you said. So that's the key. And we're coming out with a book that's going to talk about this, is Your Do-Over, comes out February 24th. But in that book, Your Do-Over, we talk about the key and the secret sauce. I'm not going to give it away yet, but there is a secret sauce to, in addition to just a changing the food to avoiding the five food phones we've talked about many times, and increasing to 10,000 steps a day. But there's also a secret sauce, which we'll talk about later. But in any case, in this situation, the weight loss drugs that the FDA has approved that you get prescriptions for seem to be associated in the majority of people with a 5% weight loss over a six-month period. The weight loss supplements, no such luck, and many of them had side effects because they had some. I think 30% of them tested by Consumer Reports had a banned substance, that is, a substance that was known to be hazardous to your health, in them. So the message is weight loss supplements, stay away from them. Diet and exercise are keys for weight loss.
Well, and I find a lot, with a lot of patients, that they can be really boring because of the fact that supplements are able to make a lot of claims that aren't necessarily backed. So don't trust everything that you read on the front of the bottle either.
Okay, your second favorite story of the day.
My second favorite story of the day, I actually have two favorites that are related to fast food. The first is about a new report that came out by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging from Tufts University, and they have been measuring the fast food portions for the past 18 years and comparing the portions and the nutrient content that serves there, and they found something fairly surprising, that the portions have not changed that dramatically in the past 18 years. And there's actually been some good things that have happened, like now there's less saturated fat and trans fat in french fries. But we've seen consistently large portions and excessive calories for the past 18 years in the fast food chains.
So the fast food chains had an increase in size from the 60s to the 90s. But since the 90s, they've held relatively stable in the size and portion size. And one of the things that you pointed out to me was the amount of calories in a cheeseburger. So the cheeseburger meal at the fast food restaurants, what's the minimum and what's the maximum in a typical cheeseburger meal?
A large cheeseburger meal ranged from 1,114 calories to 1,757 calories, and that depends
and that's
on the restaurant.
That's just the cheese. That's just the cheeseburger. It's not including the fries. It's not including the Diet Coke. Is that right?
No, that actually is including the fries and the regular soda.
It does. So it is in one cheeseburger meal. 1,100 calories is like 60% of the daily average for people. 1,700 is like 80% of the recommended daily calories, maybe even more than 100% for some people of the daily calories. So you really get an awful lot of calories in one cheeseburger meal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's what's driving a lot of the obesity epidemic. They looked at the most popular foods that were found in the restaurants, and those are cheeseburgers, french fries, grilled chicken sandwiches, and soda. Those are the four most
popular. Well, when we come back, When we come back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show, we've got both a great guest at the half hour going to talk about your microbiome and more of the top stories of the week on Radio MD. Stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalief Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalief Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalief Oasis product and all the great Prevalief products at Prevalief.com, Prevalief.com, to stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalief.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice. From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. As the announcer said, Bridget Dickemeyer and I are here today with Engineer Sonar to tell you the best medical stories of the past year, as well as of this week, and I think the best medical story of the year, the most important one, relates to your microbiome. That is the bacteria inside you, inside your gut. You have about 100 trillion of them, 10 times as many as the number of cells you have other than that. And they change what you eat. They metabolize what you eat. They eat it themselves and change the products. And apparently, you change how they function by what you feed them. So if you feed them red meat, and that includes pork and all the processed meats and luncheon meats, etc., or sugar substitutes or sugar or egg yolks, you change how they function. And the bacteria that you're producing, the bacteria you produce change to cause inflammation in your gut. They cause inflammation, which keeps your arteries, they produce trimethylamine, which goes to your liver and produces trimethylamine oxide, which causes inflammation in your arteries, and it's a stronger predictor of heart disease, stroke, and kidney failure than is, in fact, high blood pressure or high cholesterol or even type 2 diabetes. How often do you have to eat? Well, that was also in this great series of studies by Stan Hazen, who did what I think is the key research this year on this microbiome. And what he showed was that if you ate red meat, just 4 ounces of red meat, 6 ounces of pork, or even one egg yolk a week, you in fact change the bacteria to produce this with regularity. If, however, you were eating vegan and you had 4 ounces of red meat, just 4 ounces of red meat a week, you didn't produce this. So 4 ounces looks like the key point, and that, I think, is the most important medical story of the week, of the year, rather. Bridget, you've got we were talking about the fast food thing, and fast food, how big the portion size has got big from the 60s to the 90s, but has stayed the same in the last 20 years, but still was huge, 1,150 calories to 1,800 calories for a cheeseburger meal with fries and a regular Coke. Now you're going to tell me what else was new in the fast food world this week.
Okay, so this is more about what is going to be new in the future, probably sometime this year in 2015. I think that an emerging trend that we're going to see is fast food companies trying to rebrand themselves to make them seem healthier, because they're seeing a decrease in sales at some of the fast food companies. So there's been a few announcements by fast food companies, specifically McDonald's and Subway, that they're going to be doing things in the future to try and change their branding to something more like a fast casual chain like Chipotle, who has been very effective in marketing their organic ingredients and making people feel good about purchasing food from their store. So we know that McDonald's alone spends about $900 million in advertising. So I'm assuming that if they're changing their brand, those advertising dollars will probably hit every TV. So everyone's going to see them. What they announced, the president of McDonald's announced, is that they're working on simplifying their ingredient labels. And Subway said that they're going to remove artificial preservatives and flavors from their chicken strips. They actually started airing commercials this past week saying that the chicken strips are free now of artificial preservatives and flavors. And if you think back to 2014, they got a ton of negative press for having the ingredient in their one of their products that is the same product or the same ingredient that's used in yoga mats.
That was in their bread. Have they actually gotten that out of their bread, or did they just say they were going to and not do it?
Apparently they took it out. I know that the Food Babe had been really public about going after them, and that was what really drove them to change that. So they said that it's now been removed. Chick-fil-A is another one that in 2015 removed high fructose corn syrup from their buns and then artificial dyes from their dressings. And then Carl's Jr. said last month that they're going to have an all-natural burger with no added hormones, antibiotics, or steroids. So at the end of the day, these are all great things that they're coming out and trying to promote being more conscious of food choices, but I don't think that removing artificial dyes and preservatives is even close to being enough for fast food companies to need to change the way that they're doing things. They're going to need to do a lot more than just remove additives, but it'll be interesting to see what they target in 2015.
Well, as you know, I was on a plane today, which is why we don't have a perfect hookup. And if anyone wants to see how bad plane food is, I grabbed one of the things from the plane that was a raspberry fig bar. And it's called Vanilla Raspberry Fig Bar. It, on the front, it says 100% natural. Energy for life's great journey. Dairy-free, cholesterol-free, zero trans fat, kosher, non-GMO. And it's got a non-GMO circuit. Now I'm going to read the ingredients just so you see it. And by the way, you almost need a magnifying glass. But it says unbleached pastry flour. What's that, Bridget?
That's refined carbohydrates, refined grains.
Right. So that gives you a boost of sugar right away. And then the next thing, I love this next one. It is evaporated cane juice.
Sugar.
Okay, and then the next one, brown rice syrup.
Sugar.
So we got three sugars in a row. It's almost like a trifecta. The fourth ingredient, and by the way, this looks like, I mean, the package makes it look beautiful and healthy. The fourth thing is fig parts. What is
what
that?
What is it?
Fig parts. It's a fig bar. I don't even know what they mean by fig parts. Maybe they digest the fig to get sugar out of it. The next one actually is an oil, canola oil that is healthy. Then it is raspberry paste, which is fruit juice, concentrated sugar. I can't believe it. It's 7 out of 7 ingredients are horrendous at the beginning, except for maybe the fig parts, the number 4.
So it's essentially a candy bar that has great branding and packaging.
It has great branding and packaging. It's got zero trans fat, but by the way, this one bar, this one little bar, I mean, it's like 2 bites. You know, the average person would consume it in 2 bites. And it's obviously
sweet. And still be hungry after.
It's 110 calories, and it is 10 grams of sugar in the serving. I'm actually surprised in the 2 bites they don't get 2 servings out of it. Anyway, the point is we our packaged food is not doing well for us, and you're going to tell us one of the other stories you like is about packaged food. We'll have to do that in the second hour because we have a great guest. Dr. Francis Comedy is coming up and talking to us about your microbiome, and we'll talk to her about all the changes right after the messages on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling
handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meetings, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parentsarethekey. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We have a special guest for you, going to talk about your microbiome. That's right, about your poop and the bacteria in it. Dr. Florence Comite. And the website is comitemd.com, comitemd.com, is a Manhattan endocrinologist, graduate of Yale University School of Medicine, and she trained in medicine, pediatrics, gynecology, and andrology with a fellowship in reproductive endocrinology at the National Institute of Health, one of the prestigious places to do that type of work. So, Dr. Comite, how did you get into this field of looking at poop?
Well, let me thank you, first of all, for that great introduction, and I appreciate it. Basically, my own approach to medicine and managing folks, having been trained in a number of areas of specialization, is to look at the individual. And we know the individual is affected by the way he lives life or she lives life, the food she eats or he eats, the genes, the family history. And all of those factors are also influenced by the bacteria that live within us. And that's what the whole story on poop is about, the notion that actually only 10% of us is human genome, but 90% of us is microbial genome.
And where are we? I talked a little bit earlier in the program before you got on about Stan Hazen's work, since Stan's at the Cleveland Clinic, and I thought his work this year was probably the most important medical story of the year, which really introduced all of us to how dangerous or the negative effects of poop. Obviously, there'll probably be some positive ones as well. But how did you happen to get into this field of was it just a natural evolution in your work with patients, or how did you happen to go into this
field?
Well,
there are probably
you've been in this field a long time.
I have. The field that I'm describing, just to be clear, is personalization or precision medicine. And the reason it captured my interest, the notion that the bacteria and other little organisms that live inside of us can have such an impact on our health in a variety of ways, from the immune system and inflammatory disease to obesity and diabetes, was based on a talk I heard from somebody who was involved at NYU in the study of H. pylori, or the bug that's associated with stomach cancer and ulcers. And the other two people who are very important in the field were both Larry Smarr, who's an astrophysicist out on the West Coast at Stanford, who evaluated his own stool only to find out that he had a strange mix of bugs, which probably led to his late onset as an adult in his 50s or 60s of Crohn's disease, usually diagnosed much earlier in life. And the third huge influence was a scientist who used to be at Yale, who's now at Stanford, and he's the director of genomics and personalized medicine. His name is Mike Snyder, and he's doing work looking at what the particles are in our blood as we go through health and illness, how they correlate with genes, and what is going on in our stool in terms of bacteria and other organisms through sickness and health. And I think those are three huge influences that I've had in the past decade.
So now one naturally wants to find out, how does our stool change, and what can we do to make it right? So Stan Hazen's work showed that if you have red meat or pork or egg yolks, sugar and sugar substitutes from some other work from Israel, that those things change the bacteria to produce TMA, trimethylamine, or beta-butyryl, which cause inflammation in our body. We haven't, at least Stan hasn't told us how to avoid that other than avoiding food. But you do much more than that. How do you use what you're doing now to change how people eat, or what else they do to change the bacteria inside them?
So as you mentioned, food and what we eat could change what makes up our stool in terms of the bacteria. Exactly what's cause and effect is really not well known or understood. So we are still at the beginning of this research, both in terms of the negatives and positives. I think the most compelling research that's gone on has been in C. difficile, or a bug that takes over the gut of people who are ill and might be on broad-spectrum antibiotics, and wipes out our natural bacteria. This happens to everybody in terms of antibiotics. It really changes the nature of our stool. But C. difficile is a killer. And people who get that disease, and I think it's about 50,000 a year, a good percentage of them die. And what was shown is that a fecal transplant, that is stool from healthy individuals, can save their life. And this work has been going on in Australia, in Sydney, and in this country for several years now. I think it got a special dispensation from the FDA. As far as what to do at this point in time, I think the most general input that I could give without knowing specifics about a particular individual's case is that eating more like our relatives from centuries ago ate when we were hunters and gatherers will probably change our stool most effectively and maybe even help us deal with diseases and stay healthy for a longer time. In fact, there's a great study going on in Tanzania with a small tribe of people by a Dr. Leach. And what he has looked at is these are the sort of one of the last areas in the world that they've been able to isolate a tribe that doesn't have the influence of living in our modern society where the kinds of foods we eat may not be the best for our gut or our gut flora. And this particular group is providing information that's still undergoing analysis to look at what their stools are made of. And there are a lot of organisms in their stool that we don't have anymore in our stool. And there are also organisms in our world that don't exist in their world. So exactly how that all works together is really under study right now by a lot of folks.
And tell me how the, now this is being studied in a tribe, what you mentioned about Crohn's disease, and which is a inflammatory bowel disease. There are a number of bowel diseases that seem to be affected by this. How do you go about approaching these in your own practice?
Well, one of the most fascinating pieces that I've read recently is in the New Yorker, in the December 1st New Yorker. You're probably familiar with that story, and it was well written because it touched on various aspects of health. And one of the most fascinating pieces of information that I wasn't aware of is that the first known account of fecal transplantation, and what we're calling this procedure is FMT, or fecal microbiota, and that's the bacteria that we're describing, transplantation. And it was actually dates back to the 4th century Chinese handbook by the physician Jay Hung, who prescribed yellow soup that was actually a fecal suspension as a remedy for severe diarrhea. And many folks with Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, and others have conditions that remain uncontrollable, and they get frequent bouts
of disease. We're going to have to take a hard break right now, Dr. Kamate. I apologize. We've got commercials to support us. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about microbiome, and we'll resume this story on RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalif Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalif Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalif Oasis product and all the great Prevalif products at Prevalif.com. PrevaLeaf.com. To stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalif.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent.
in the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. When we were interrupted by that necessary break, we were talking with Dr. Florence Comite. It is CometeMD.com. She's a practicing New York endocrinologist, graduate of Yale Medical School, did a wonderful, stimulating fellowship, if you will, one of the best you could possibly do in reproductive endocrinology, and now is with us for a number of minutes more, only a few minutes more, I'm sorry to say, because it would be wonderful to be longer. But anyway, she's going to talk to us about personalized and preventive medicine, but personalized and precision medicine. Dr. Comite, you were telling us a story about the microbiome and the first fecal transplants. Go ahead and continue that.
Yes, that's a fascinating story. It dates back to a 4th century Chinese physician who prescribed yellow soup as a remedy for severe diarrhea. Actually, also described a cure for malaria fevers with a formula containing artemisinin, a herbal extract which was rediscovered in the 1970s and is part of the standard treatment for disease. So we have a lot to learn from the past, from some of these brilliant folks who naturally tripped across a lot of these cures. In this country in 1958, there was a surgeon at the VA hospital in Denver who reported on the use of fecal transplants for folks who had not responded to treatment and had been on antibiotics, and he had used them from naturally healthy pregnant women, you know, who had just delivered babies and were off antibiotics and saved their lives. So that was fascinating. In my own work, which focuses on the individual, there's a field that's emerging. There's a field that's emerging called precision medicine. Sometimes it's referred to as personalized medicine, where it's all about the individual, something you've known for a long time, looking at the biological age and the real age as opposed to what your chronological age is. That's what I focused on in the last 20 years, collecting data about each person and treating each person as an N equals one, meaning every one of us is different, even identical twins.
And so you've used that to motivate patients. I know you do work with the thyroid disease and with thyroid cancer, but you use that now to, how do you use the personalized and precision medicine now to help patients?
That's a great question. So all the way from lifestyle to genomics, lifestyle meaning the amount of sleep you get, the way you eat, if you exercise or don't, all the way to genomics, the field that's transformed where we're going to be able to go in medicine, from 180 degree turnaround from treating disease to trying to keep somebody healthy. We're living longer lives. We want to keep our health. And the way we motivate patients is basically drilling in at a deeper level, connecting what their data looks like, what their when you draw blood, we actually look at every facet from hormones to the way they metabolize sugar to cholesterol to inflammatory markers. And we also look at the way they live life together with their family history. And by collecting that data, and a lot of it is available routinely, but this approach is not. We don't teach this approach in medical school yet. It's probably another decade off. But it will transform medicine in the way we know medicine today, which is basically getting in and treating somebody who's sick. And we don't have to wait for that, because actually our body starts changing even in the teens and 20s. And you could see diseases like diabetes, obesity, heart disease beginning to take hold at a pretty young age based on nutritional deficiencies, also derived from family history and all the other factors I mentioned. And each one of us now is really different.
Now, the question we got asked on our email line, and by the way, anyone can email us at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, for Dr. Comite. And by the way, her practice is at Comite, C-O-M-I-T-E-M-D.com. Anyone can email us on udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. The question we got asked is how much of this is genetic lab testing versus taking of history, and can I do this online someplace? Is your practice, you keep mentioning Comite, MD.com, is that a practice site where we can find more information about this? So, Florence, can you help us out?
Absolutely. So, to start, I want to take one step back. I'm an identical twin, and I knew even 20 years or so ago, and my twin is also a smarter doctor than me. She's a dermatologist who also went to Yale. But we are different, even though we're identical. So the genome is of great interest to me, and I've been anticipating genomics for 20 years. But what's far more important is what goes into your lifestyle and your family history. I consider an excellent family history going as far back as we can and as lateral as we can to cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents, great-grandparents, of course, parents and sibs, to be the poor man's genetic test. Genetic tests are going to become amazingly inexpensive. Just a decade ago, it cost Craig Venter $100 million in 9 months to get his genome. This coming year, there are machines put out by Illumina, which is a big genetics company, that will be able to do so for $1,000. And actually, 23andMe, which is no longer able to do so based on the FDA ruling, who wants doctors in the mix. The FDA wants doctors to be able to translate this information. So 23andMe is no longer doing that. But through various sites, you can get your genome. The question is, how do you analyze it? And what you just asked me is closest to my heart, because for 20 years, I've waited for the convergence of trends that would bring genomics and digital health to a reality. And I feel that we're there now. And just the last day of 2014, we launched an alpha version of what, for the moment, I'm calling the avatar, because I want it to be fun, where people would be able to upload a questionnaire and be able to get insight into what's going on in their body.
So the avatar is at Comite, C-O-M-I-T-E-M-D.
We can be asked about it. I think the best way to go about doing this is you have your email site, the udocs@gmail.com, and if anybody is interested in more information or wanting to explore it, we are going to be enrolling about 100 folks, which I'm going to consider friends and family of Comite AMD, to be able to offer them this online.
Great. So friends and family at ComiteMD.com. You can email us at udocs@gmail.com to get on that. I almost gave the wrong thing. RadioMD.com. You, the owner's manual. Stay well. We'll be right back for the second hour for those programs. Get the second hour.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.